Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm going to the locker rooms. Raw SmackDown locker rooms are pouring out of the gym. You gotta be kidding me. Hey, look at this. These men escape the rules here on Raw. Sweet Tim Music. Sweet Tim Music. Bar fight. It's a street fight. Come on, Strike. It's football.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Let's hang 50 on these frogs.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Welcome to Sound Off alongside John Sears. I'm Keith Murphy, and you just never know. Sunday night football, we were just hoping that the Colts could keep it close enough to keep it interesting where you might stay up and watch Sound Off.
Yeah, it wasn't the talk like, hey, man, if Indy can keep it within 21, that's a win for them. Tony, well, they won the game.
Tony Dungy didn't even pick the Colts.
Jeez, and 19-13? Just 13 points for the Chiefs?
I'm stunned.
Where's that offense?
And you know that was scheduled by Sunday night football when Andrew Luck was supposed to be playing for the Colts, and the Colts win.
With Jacoby Brissett.
At Arrowhead. Oh, my goodness. 282-9010 to Sound Off. The hot topic, Hawkeye offense, a no-show at the Big House as Michigan flattens Nate Stanley and Iowa's undefeated season. 10-3 Wolverines, Hawks drop to 17th.
And no problem for the Cyclones. They hang 49 on the Frogs. Iowa keeps the Brocktober wins rolling. Give us a call to Sound Off, 515-282-9010.
No one gives the NCAA a middle finger quite like Kansas basketball. NCAA accuses KU of several severe violations, and what does Bill Self do? He promo pimp walks into a music store, fat gold chain with dollar sign around his neck, and announces Snoop Dogg live at Late Night in the Fog. Not many 47-year-old rappers excite college kids, but Snoop Dogg does. So after highlight videos and basketball games, Snoop took the court and did what Snoop Dogg does. He rapped profanity-filled lyrics, shot a money gun full of fake bills, and had four women pole dancing. Many in the crowd loved it. Some headed for the exits. Kansas somehow didn't see the backlash coming. Athletics director Jeff Long took the heat. He apologized for what he expected would be a clean show. What? You booked the D-O-double-G, not Michael Bublé. This line from Long should be in the Sports Smithsonian. I take full responsibility for not understanding what acrobatic dancers are in today's entertainment world. Did you expect Cirque du Soleil? Did anyone at Kansas get suspicious when multiple stripper poles were wheeled onto the court? Self said he did not know the show was going to be anything like that. Come on, you booked Snoop Dogg and apologize for Snoop Dogg doing a Snoop Dogg show. Imagine the conversation that took place beforehand in the boardroom. Mr. Dogg would like to bring dancers. I don't foresee any problems. Hey, I'm not mad. This is funny. You can't make it up.
Acrobatic dancers. All right. Okay. Another week of football, another set of 180s from Iowa and Iowa State fans. Let's start with the Hawkeyes. What a missed opportunity. A classic Big Ten defensive battle, which turned into a game of which offense can do less? Winner, Iowa. I'm sure there have been worse offensive performances from the Hawkeye teams, but not many. Nate Stanley was on his back more than... Never mind, better not go there. 8 sacks given up. 8! The offensive line looked confused and overwhelmed. Michigan brought more heat than a Carolina Reaper hot pepper. Adjustments were needed, and Iowa failed to make them. I thought the Hawkeyes would be able to run on a Michigan D that gave up 359 yards to Wisconsin on the ground. Chalk that up as an all-time miss. Iowa had 1 rushing yard. 1! Now, 65 negative sack yards don't help, but still, that's bad. If you're looking for one positive, the defense basically held Michigan scoreless for 3.5 quarters. 10 points given up at the Big House, that should equal a win. In Ames, it's Brocktober. Confidence restored. Matt Campbell is 8-0 in October games dating back to 2017. Now, this was not a great TCU team of old, but that was an impressive display by the Cyclone offense, scoring at will. Brock Purdy is a special talent. I think he's the second best quarterback in the Big 12. When it's all said and done, Purdy will have all the ISU records and likely go down as the greatest quarterback in Cyclone history. I'm still leery about the run game. It's better, but it still seems like a work in progress and it'll be a revolving door all season. The next 3 games are against unranked teams, all winnable. Take care of business, play like this team is capable, and then it's back-to-back games against Oklahoma and Texas. Faith restored for now. It's a 180 from last week.
We'll get it started here in live calls. Keith in Ames. Keith, Hawkeye and Cyclone football, where do you want to start?
You know, I was glad to see the Hawkeyes lose one just to show they're not invincible this year. Then Iowa State for coming back after last week. And shout out to Adventureland Oktoberfest for giving me an afternoon I really don't remember.
All right, well, I surely appreciate that. We have Hank in Ames. Hank?
Hi, guys. I just want to start off by talking about the Snoop Dogg performance.
Oh, please do. I can't get enough of this. Let's hear something.
Okay. I don't think that you can be mad at him for doing his job. You kind of have to expect that. He's a hip-hop performer. So
I agree completely, and they booked him, and they should expect to get a Snoop Dogg show, and that's what they got.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kansas maybe needed to do a better job of letting families know that they're going to want to get the kids out of there for the start of this show. But, yeah, you can't book an artist and then say, don't do your thing.
Yeah, you just kind of – I think they probably should have – kind of gave people a heads up, but I also want to talk about how awesome the Cyclones are, and Brock Purdy is a legend.
Legend. That's pretty quick to be a legend, but he's on the way.
He's a legend.
Yeah, I already said if he continues on this pace, he's going to be the greatest quarterback in Cyclone history.
It is time for lookalikes with a local connection. Tiny Ref Judges Ann Rankin lives in Knoxville, and she says Woody Harrelson as Joe Biden looks like weather god Ed Wilson. Wow. Tiny Ref?
That's pretty good right now.
Yeah, we could put that photo.
That's pretty good.
Of Woody Harrelson as Joe Biden in the news open, and it'd take a week for somebody to figure out it's not Ed.
Marianne from Creston says Cyclone coach Matt Campbell looks like actor Adam Sandler. Tiny Ref? You like that one?
Just don't argue with Tiny Ref. Guys, the old adage is, don't step over dollars to pick up dimes. Well, many of us did that last week with a story that needn't be remembered as anything but good. It's What's Bugging Andy next. Time for another game of knockout. One has to go. Which do you knock out?
Video games. Fortnite, Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, or Halo. I don't play any of them.
Time to find out what's bugging Andy.
Whatever you do, don't cancel.
All right, so Carson King reached his $3 million goal. The villains of the story have been put on notice and forced to pay up. And our hip check into the so-called cancel culture was delivered by brute force. It's been served. It's been neutered, infertile, and probably even impotent. And it's down and out. That is, until next time. and there will be a next time, because cancel culture seems to be able to shift its form like one of the monsters on Stranger Things. It's liberal, it's conservative, it's active, it's passive, it's something new, it's something as old as this country itself. Think of it. We reacted to Bush Beer's cancel culture toward Carson King by calling for a cancel of Bush Beer. We felt great about canceling them, up until the local Bush distributors came back and made a huge donation that they wouldn't have made had Bush not canceled in the first place. It's hard to follow. Ragbri donated 50 grand. 50 grand it wouldn't have donated had the Register not been canceled by the people who accused the Register of setting up Bush's canceling of Carson King. Look, if you want to stop being an alcoholic, you have to stop drinking. If you want to stop cancel culture, you have to stop being a part of it. And if you've ever signed a petition or voted for change or basically acted like a regular American who's used his hard-earned right to voice an opinion, you've been part of it. We won't stop cancel culture, we'll just keep changing its name. Beyond all that, this story has filled me full of hope. Hope that we'll think harder the next time. All of us, the Register, Bush Beer, those of us who shouted out, and Carson King. He and many others have already pledged that they will. But mostly it has me hopeful that we can forgive the so-called villains, forget the mistakes, and remember most that standing above the cesspool of our fury and fighting and canceling is $3 million. It came out of nowhere, headed to someplace good. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Who's in your five? Up next with my top five active quarterbacks. Plus, we should squeeze in a live call or two at 515-282-9010. Twitter is at SoundOff13, Facebook SoundOff Nation. Sam writes, Brian F. needs to be put on probation. That game was strangely similar to last year against PSU. He has been making the same mistakes with clock management and play calling for 3 years now. Not much improvement. Scares me.
ISU Bucks writes, if Iowa State can replicate yesterday's performance next weekend on the road against West Virginia, I'll be convinced. I think the potential and talent is there for a great season. Brocktober has arrived, y'all.
Who's in your five? My active quarterbacks. Number five, Drew Brees. Number four, Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Number three, Russell Wilson. Number two, Patrick Mahomes.
Not tonight.
Number one, Tom Brady.
Wait. You have Wilson in front of Aaron Rodgers? Are you sniffing glue over there or something?
No, I think Aaron Rodgers is slightly overrated and Russell Wilson is greatly underrated. Let's get to the calls here. Go first to John in Des Moines with a thought on the Hawkeye defense. John?
Hey, guys. I just want to say that when I looked at the stat sheet after the game, the Hawkeyes were a lot better than you think. Like, for example, 18 first downs to Michigan's 13. We had time of possession was 34 to their, 7 minutes less. If you go down the stat sheet, you'll see that we actually won or were tied in almost every category. I don't think the offense did that great. It was just, if anything, we have RoboCop for a quarterback, and the kid should have tossed the ball.
Yeah, he held the ball too long, and four turnovers will get you beat at the Big House every time, and eight penalties, eight sacks. John, that's not a recipe to win.
3 points.
3 points.
You got to score more than three. And he's running for his life a lot of the time, too.
Willie in Des Moines, what's your take on the Hawkeye loss at the Big House?
Well, I tell you, Murph, I think there's a lot of room for improvement. That's number one. And number two, I think Coach is going to get the go juice in the Gatorade tank. And I think we're going to give Pennsylvania State a surprise next weekend.
I like that you call him Pennsylvania State. Willie, you're the only one who does it.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Willie. It's always
good to hear from Willie.
Long time Sound Off caller, nearing legendary status.
Yeah.
Over under, Cyclone helmets, overrated if that's possible. The Bugle helmet, also known as the upside down red poop.
Was it rated high or can it be overrated? Is it an overrated helmet, the Bugle, or did everybody just hate it from the beginning?
Well, probably more of B, but I just wanted to show it because somebody thought it was a good idea. It would look better on a white helmet.
Yeah.
Underrated white helmet with iState logo stenciled in red. That's an awesome look.
I like that look.
That looks really good. Man of the People, Carson King, part of Face Off Live next.
Time to bounce around some more topics. We call it Face Off. What a crazy couple weeks it's been for Carson King.
Wow.
And it culminated this week with the Carson King concert countdown. Huge crowd showed up, including Dallas Clark. A pretty good showing for a Monday night.
Yeah, and on short notice, too. In these hyper-divisive times, Carson King brought everyone together, and Carson constantly showed appreciation, humility, and joy.
Yeah, originally, Carson came up just short of $3 million, but local Busch Light distributors donated $41,000 to make the grand total $3 million. Incredible donation to the Children's Hospital in Iowa City.
Yeah, Busch Beer nationally overreacted, and many people were upset. But Carson kept redirecting everyone away from anger and toward the real purpose, which is raising money for the kids. That final donation by Busch Light, local Busch Light distributors, had many people drinking the old lattes again.
Southeast Polk football player Brady Lyons sports a mustache and a mullet, Uncle Rico style.
Yeah.
Lyons says the hair helps him run faster and jump higher. Hey, whatever helps, right?
I had a mustache in high school, but all it did was leave me a senior class photo for people to laugh at.
It is hilarious. I love
it. It's not that funny.
Your son Colin went to homecoming this weekend. Great picture. What I noticed first, Colin's hair. Look at that flow.
Yeah, I know.
Those are some incredible locks. You have to be jealous, right?
Of course I am.
Look at that.
Of course I am. Even in my pre-perm, pre-balding heyday, I never had flow like that. But I have something Colin doesn't.
What's that?
A car. Yeah.
Man.
Sorry. Save up, pal. Knockout. One had to go.
That's a little rough.
Well, hopefully he's in bed. Video games, and it's a no-doubter,
yeah,
John.
Fortnite is out.
Gone.
Man, many of you just don't like Fortnite.
You just can't
get
stand
it out of here.
Fortnite. Gosh, you don't like Fortnite. Let's get to some.
Oh,
gosh.
One minute left to go. That was too much. I'm so sorry, guys.
He's never apologized before. Gee, I don't even know what that was.
Yeah, it started out good, but then...
It did not start good. Let's call Johnny and Ames. Johnny, welcome to Sound Off.
How's it going?
Good. Go ahead, Johnny.
You know, watching Brock Purdy went 19-24. Unbelievable. We had DeShante Jones going 110 yards receiving. Are you joking me? I was sitting there absolutely whipping my Busch Light can at the screen, screaming, watching it. You know, what a W over TCU. Last game over Baylor, I almost put my head in the wall. Are you joking me? That was unbelievable.
Don't put your head in the wall. Don't do it.
Don't break your TV set. You want to keep watching the games.
We'll stay with Brock Purdy as the topic and go to Jake in Ames. Hello, Jake.
Hello. I was wondering if Brock Purdy had performed like three games again at the same level, if he could pass Jalen Hurts as the best quarterback in the Big 12 and maybe – take a run at a Heisman?
Probably not.
I'm going to vote no on that. But
Purdy's great, but, man, Hurts is getting all the love. And Hurts is just going to keep putting up numbers.
And Hurts is on a better team.
Yeah,
and
the team helps. They're going to be national title contender.
Purdy's having a great season.
I said he's the second-best quarterback in the Big 12 right now. I'd take him over Sam Ellinger of Texas.
Craig in Sheridan. Craig, you're going to get the final word here. Go ahead.
Hey, I think you guys should give more recognition to the Greene County Rams here in Jefferson, Iowa, because they are 6-0 right now, and you guys haven't really said anything about them.
Not true. We featured them in a game and did a huge story on them just a couple of weeks ago. You can look it up on WHOTV.com. We hope you will. That'll do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are, too.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off. Cyclones hanging 49 on those frogs.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.